Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
Now, I've been making a lot of fun of Santa Claus and also scolding, well, everybody who contributes to the lie of Santa Claus, specifically lying to your children about the fact that he's real when in reality he's not. However, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping and you're looking for a fun toy, Nikki discovered this, and we'll just let you decide whether or not this is something you'd like to buy for your children or grandchildren.
Hey there! Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll. With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on forever!
That feels like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine. Just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world. Or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
Who wants to?
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or what?
Last chance. Great! Elmo, that's compliance!
And for all you anti-science conspiracy-believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun!
Get the vaccine or die!
So there you go.
I can't wait to watch the replay of this with me, like, in tears on the camera. Oh, my God.
It's not quite the whole thing, but certainly if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping and your, you know, sort of last-minute play school unveils vaccine or Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Elmo loves compliance.
New from Blammo. All right, what were we? Oh, yeah, Santa Claus, Fauci. So Fauci vaccinated Santa Claus himself.
And, allegedly.
And what are you relying?
And then what happened?
So now Poland, not the country, Dr. Greg Poland, professor of medicine at Mayo's Clinic, Poland added that the elves in the North Pole have also received the COVID-19 vaccines and booster shots.
Wow.
He noted that many of the elves are elderly and at higher risk for more severe illness from COVID-19. So he's just like compulsive liar, lies on lies on lies. Like, you couldn't just, you know, do the bare minimum, like, yeah, whatever, kid, we vaccinated Santa, don't worry about it. They had to be like, and the elves, and they're elderly and sickly. It's like, dude, what type of psychopath is just, you know...
I thought the elves were young, so he's got them enslaved for, what, 80 years making toys?
Yeah, I mean, literally. It just gets worse.
Oh. What kind of people does this Fauci guy hang out with? You know?
So, yeah, exactly. And Poland also checked in with Santa's reindeer, as new evidence shows that SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes the disease COVID-19, is spreading in white-tailed deer in the United States. He said the herd is healthy and none of the magical animals have shown any symptoms.
Oh, yeah. What about that one with the red nose?
Right. That's not a symptom.
Right.
Did COVID cause the red nose?
He's too weak to play in the reindeer games. He's probably got it.
Did COVID cause the red nose?
Last month, children ages 5 to 11 became eligible to receive the Pfizer biotech vaccine. The shot is not authorized for children under the age of five. Please don't.
It's BioNTech, like bionic, BioNTech. I heard a commercial for BioNTech. In fact, in the Hartford market, Connecticut, the traffic reports are brought to you by BioNTech Pfizer. So all the traffic reports, the roads are clear, arteries, no problems. Which is strange. It's like a weird traffic report brought to you by Pfizer.
I have so many things to say about this. First of all, if there were really a pandemic going on, you wouldn't need to invent propaganda involving Santa Claus, involving the elves, involving the reindeer.
Like blackmailing children?
Yeah, none of this needs to
Santa, be. Santa wants everyone to be safe. He wants everybody to be on the good list and not the naughty list, Poland told USA Today. So Santa, if your mommy and daddy aren't vaccinated, they're on the naughty list.
Santa loves
and so are friends. You if you're over five and you're not vaccinated.
Mommy and daddy, I didn't get vaccinated. Am I getting cool?
Another reason not to lie to your children so the media can't use it to manipulate them.
Right. Wow, they're evil.
Yeah, that's sick.
Right, because a child who has been taught all along that Santa Claus is not real will recognize this for the farce that it is.
Oh my gosh, and it just keeps going too. I suspect that people that have gotten their vaccine, they're probably going to see an extra candy cane on the tree. He just keeps laying it on. It's like, what is wrong with these
people?
Wait,
I thought there was a candy cane shortage.
Now we know they went. Fauci's hoarding.
Fauci's got them.
Yeah.
He's hoarding them all, trying to use them to bribe children.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I got to put my Tyvek suit back on.
Yeah. You might put up a website selling those things. I bet you could make a
couple.
Oh,
you can get them at the hardware store for like $5.
Or you could just undercut yourself and, you know,
right.
Not launch a business. That
candy cane shortage fueled by COVID. Yeah. Weak peppermint harvest.
What? This isn't.
Yeah, I don't know what's true anymore. Is that true?
I always have to say,
is that true? I don't know.
Don't know.
Like when you watch television, you know, any politicians, like the debates.
Well, generally speaking, if a politician opens his mouth, he's lying or she's.
Yeah, it's right. A good rule of thumb.
Right. You just put a piece of tape that says. He or she is lying.
Yeah.
That's all.
None of this article is ridiculous. Propagandizing children for political means, political favor, and or to get them to take your genetically manipulative shot, which is, you know, not a vaccine by the traditional definition.
And even if it wasn't, like, even if it was, like, the flu shot or something that's probably harmless, putting out propaganda like this and targeting children is sick and disgusting, and these people should be ashamed of themselves.
Right, using kids for medical tyranny.
It's gross. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And there's going to be kids who, you know, come to their parents with weird questions after, you know, watching one of these presentations. And the parents are the ones who are going to have to deal with the fallout.
And this is kind of what we were talking about at the beginning. Like, okay, yeah, them believing in Santa doesn't ruin their life, right? But this is just the beginning of the web of lies that can spin just from one little thing that you thought was harmless telling your kids. And now you got the media using it against you.
And specifically pay attention to the appointed liar, right? So your government officials have appointed this Fauci guy as the liar-in-chief, right? The propagandist-in-chief, the scientist, you know, supposed scientist, right? And look at how easy it is for him to build upon the lies, right? Yep. When it comes to, you know, Santa
Effortless.
Claus and all that kind of thing.
Effortless for
totally
him.
Totally easy for him to just pile it on. Now, you know, does that mean he's a good liar? I think so.
Oh, he's a
fantastic liar.
Actor. You know, acting.
Definitely.
And say something funny.
Something funny.
Okay. Good. We're going to break, right?
This is the part, well, we never say that. This is the part where we say, coming up,
We'll talk about hardcore vaccine refuseniks could need de-radicalizing like terrorists. This is Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us. You can call, talk about anything. If you don't like what we're talking about, change the subject. Talk about something else. Bring up something.
Are we off the Santa Claus thing yet?
Well, I mean...
Come on, man.
It's the holiday season. You've got the little thing wrapped around your mic boom stand.
Yeah.
That says,
Mr. Festive.
It says, what do you have there? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says, ho.
I like to alternate them. Oh, ho, ho, oh.
Ho. Then you just sound like the Backstreet Boys. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We are giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks. The BitBox is a hardware wallet for cryptocurrency, but unlike other wallets, BitBox's software is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. If you want a chance to win one, all you have to do is join the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com, A-M-P-S. We'll be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Freer Talk Live on New Year's Eve. And although we like being able to offer a bonus to our supporters, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show. But hey, a free hardware wallet wouldn't hurt, right? Join the program now at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, the giveaway is New Year's Eve on the episode of Freer Talk Live. That is the post-show, online-only, uncensored version of Free Talk Live. So,
well, you could swear.
Yeah, woo, cussing, woo!
I'm a huge fan of cussing.
Me too, honestly.
When I'm not doing this show, you know, I'm very sort of like a trucker. You know, it's every other
I
word.
I prefer sailor, but
yeah, okay.
For myself personally, you can be a trucker. If you
road
want.
Sailor, you know,
road
sea
scholar.
Sailor, whatever, you know. Road scholar?
You said road sailor.
Randy Rhodes?
Road scholar.
Randy.
I stopped swearing when my kids were born. I swore off swearing.
Swore to not swear.
When I do swear and people hear me swearing, it has impact.
Okay.
So if you cut out the swearing, and then when you do swear,
so if I need my swearing to, you know, have impact, when maybe it doesn't because I swear frequently,
yeah,
I just make up a new swear word.
Or like mix them up, you know, like use it in ways that it's like not usually used.
I can't give you any examples here. Over
oh, it's just like combining the words together, like strategically,
well, or just like. You know, instead of...
Well, let's not... Because it may
don't
just
toe that
out.
Line.
You may have to dump yourself.
I've dumped myself before, and I will dump myself again if I have to, damn it.
Ooh, that was cool. That was all right.
You had to think for a minute.
Gosh darn it.
Is damn it okay?
Gosh darn it.
Is that
I don't know.
The
they said
words?
It in church.
What the heck?
What did George Carlin say?
What did George Carlin say?
WWJD.
All right. No, WWGCD. Yeah. What would George Carlin do? Well, he wouldn't do radio without cussing. So, actually, that's not true. He's done radio without cussing. He did comedy without cussing for quite a long time. He was on like the Tonight Show early on in his career before he went all like super cussing guy. Anyway, last night I brought this in for show prep. We didn't get to talk about it. I want to talk about it with you guys and of course our listeners. This is from the independent.co.uk. The headline reads, Hardcore vaccine refuseniks could need de-radicalizing like terrorists,
oh my
says
God.
An expert.
Give me a break.
There's a small minority of anti-vaxxers who are very difficult to reach, according to one expert.
Minority?
So what
what's wrong with minorities? Come on.
Said, you know?
I know. Are they being racist?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. The smallest minority is the individual.
It's true.
At any rate...
Quit ruining my joke.
Oh, that was a joke? Oh, sorry.
Nobody laughed.
Refuseniks, is that one of those words that they just made up?
Well, you got to remember this is from the UK, so...
They make up words all the time.
There's words they use that we don't, and...
Words it's funny, isn't it?
Right.
Right, eh?
It's all sixes and sevens. Let's go.
A de-radicalization program, like those given to former terrorists or cult members, might be the only way to dissuade some hardcore anti-vaxxers from their beliefs, according to one psychology expert. Around 6 million eligible people in the UK have not received a single jab.
Whoa.
Over a year on from the first COVID vaccination being given in the UK.
That's going to be a big camp they're going to have to build, huh?
I know.
Yeah. They're going to move them over to the Shetland Islands or something.
I mean, just think about that for a minute, right? Like, they're talking about brainwashing, right? They're talking about putting people into a camp because they didn't want to be violated by a government-mandated thing.
Where are you going to put all those people?
I guess you don't necessarily have to brainwash them. Like, if you threaten someone hard enough with force, I'm not trying to, encourage that, but I kind of...
But wait a second. If this disease is so deadly, won't the disease kill the unvaccinated anyway and they won't have to worry about it?
Yeah, exactly. Just let it kill us. Like, whatever. I mean,
they said that about the masks, too. I'm still waiting. Still alive.
I got COVID and I'm still fine. Yeah. It's come on.
Yeah, so maybe we'll just wait it out a little bit longer. Whatever comes after the Omicron, we'll get them. No need to put them in a camp.
Yeah, I don't understand where any of this is coming from. Professor Stefan Lewandowski, chair in cognitive psychology at the University of Bristol, was keen to stress that many of those are likely to be marginalized people who are very difficult to reach for anything and for whom access is likely the biggest issue rather than psychological or ideological factors.
They don't have an email address or something. They don't have a phone. They live in a boat or something out in the middle of the ocean.
In a van down by the river.
You can't find that guy.
But for a small section of hardcore refuseniks, he said, it may be difficult to reach them by conventional means because their beliefs are so ingrained. Like, the belief of choice and bodily autonomy and, how about, if the government wants you to do a thing, you should probably look real hard and close and, try not to do that because they have...
You sound like a refusenik.
What if you don't believe in Santa Claus? What are they going to do?
Ooh, am I a Santa Claus denier? He told the PA news agency, they'll refuse anything. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to get vaccinated. I don't think climate change is happening. COVID is a hoax, and Hillary Clinton is actually a reptilian shapeshifter.
All that stuff's true.
I mean, have you seen Hillary Clinton recently?
I feel like that's a direct quote from me, 2 months ago.
You're getting to people who hold a cluster of very exotic beliefs. Now, they're very difficult to reach.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Measures that could be used to reach more moderate people who remain unvaccinated, he said. Well, we'll talk about what he said coming up on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Are you a refusenik?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Technically a Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he's not going to vote for the Democratic president's Build Back Better bill. Socialist Democrat Bernie Sanders responds. First, Senator Manchin speaking on Fox News Sunday.
If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation.
If he doesn't have the courage
to do the right thing for the working families of West Virginia and America. Let them vote no in front of the whole world.
Sanders speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Manchin citing concerns over inflation, the federal debt, and a surge in COVID-19 as his main reasons for not supporting that legislation at this time. The president set to speak to the nation on Tuesday on the COVID Omicron variant. Cases have been surging across the nation because of that fast-moving strain. And this is USA Radio News. The NHL and its Players Association now announcing that cross-border games are postponed for the upcoming week. The Sunday announcement coming as the league is taking on another rising number of COVID cases. 12 games that would have taken place between Monday and Thursday now affected by this decision. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits scientists did not see the level of possible COVID-19 mutations coming. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday morning, the White House chief medical advisor reacted to the recent quote from Vice President Harris saying that scientists didn't anticipate that Delta or the Omicron variants would happen. Fauci explained that scientists expected to see COVID-19 variants but did not foresee the extent of these possible mutations, calling the 50 mutations seen in Omicron unprecedented. Former Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia has died. And this is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Something about the conga.
Makes you want to dance.
Is that Gloria Estefan?
I think so, yeah.
The conga? No.
The conga.
At a wedding all the time. It's like, oh, everyone's just going around with the conga line. I don't know. Yes.
Elmo loves compliance.
Never gets old.
That is so funny.
If you're listening and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in, nationally syndicated radio talk program where you can call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We bring stuff in to talk about, too, but, you know, you can talk about whatever. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us in the studio, it's myself, the Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass, and
Steve Classic.
And Nikki, the Refusenik.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
Yep.
Ooh, that is racist.
during the commercial time, Nikki looked up Refusenik because, well, we wanted to know, what kind of word is that? I've never heard of that word until this article. Do you still have that?
I thought they were
available?
Combining words.
I can get it available.
Or just tell us what you remember.
It is the first definition that came up was, it was a term from the Soviet Union that they referred to Jewish people as who were not able to return back to Israel.
Oh.
And then the second one was kind of what you would expect it to be, someone who is refusing something as a form of a protest.
So. Refuseniks. All right.
I think they were going for the later, but...
All right, well, we'll talk more about refuseniks and what one expert thinks should be done to these refuseniks. But first, let's go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I wanted to just pick up where I called yesterday. I wanted to give two quotes, one by Adam Smith and one by John Locke.
Okay.
And I thought maybe it would be good to just read the quotes and then discuss them.
Sure. And just so our callers know, or our listeners, sorry, Greg, you're the caller. Just so our listeners know, this is Greg from Intercoin. So go ahead, Greg.
Yes, Greg from Intercoin. So I would like to basically, a lot of people look up to Adam Smith about the invisible hand and John Locke about homesteading.
Mm-hmm.
And these concepts originated, or at least were popularized by them. But this is what they said, what they actually said about the invisible hand. So first, Adam Smith, he says, "The rich consume little more than the poor, and in spite of their natural selfishness and rapacity, they divide with the poor the produce of all their improvements. They are led by an invisible hand to make nearly the same distribution of the necessities of life which would have been made had the earth been divided into equal portions among its inhabitants, and thus, without intending it, without knowing it, advance the interests of society and afford the means to the multiplication of the species." He's basically saying, since they cannot consume in his day, they cannot eat more than the poor, then the rest is, by one means or another, distributed almost equally among the peasants and so on.
Well, that's interesting. And, you know, this might not be related to that quote, but it brings to mind somebody brought to my attention that, you know, the world produces enough food for everybody to eat. So because there's enough food produced, we don't have a lack of food problem. What we have is a distribution problem, really, or a market problem. And what causes that? Well, I can point to government red tape as, you know, a huge obstacle as far as, you know, making sure food is distributed to where it needs to go, to where, you know, that kind of a thing. Sorry, I just went off on a tangent there, Greg. I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
That was the quote he had from last night, but I thought there was another one.
Yeah, you had another one, right, Greg?
Yeah, I had another one. So the second one, just to put them both out there, is homesteading. Now, homesteading, for listeners who may not know, when an Austrian economist or anarcho-capitalist talks about how does property come to be owned in the first place, if, you know, the lake and the forest and other things on the earth may be not owned by anybody, or perhaps they're owned by the public, you could say, how does someone come to privately own those things? And so the theory that John Locke had advocated was called homesteading, which is to say one mixes their labor with, let's say, the ground. A tree grows because of their efforts, and then that tree belongs to them.
Right. So there's, some, you know, parts of a tree laying around, and if I, you know, break pieces of a tree into certain lengths that match and then, you know, sort of attach it to, like, a platform and make a stew out of it, now I own that because I made it. I mixed my labor with just resources that were lying about.
Exactly. So in the time, again, of John Locke, they were talking about agrarian society, and this is what John Locke said. This is called the Lockean proviso, as I think it was Nozick, or if I'm pronouncing correctly, said it. Anyways, this is what Locke said after he mentioned homesteading. He said, "Nor was this appropriation of any parcel of land by improving it any prejudice to any other man, since there was still enough and as good left, and more than the yet unprovided could use, so that in effect there was nevertheless left for others because of his enclosure for himself. For he that leaves as much for another can make use of does as good as take nothing at all. Nobody could think himself injured by the drinking of another man, though he took a good draught, who had the whole river of the same water left to him to quench his thirst." But this is what he continues, says, can he take as much unlimited amounts? John Locke says no. To which I answer, he says, not so. The same law of nature that does by this means labor give us property does also balance that property too. God, he says, has given us all things richly, is the voice of reason confirmed by this inspiration. But how far has he given us to enjoy as much as anyone can make use of to advantage of life before it spoils? So much he, by his labor, may fix his property, and whatever is beyond this is more than his share and belongs to others. Nothing was made by God for man to spoil or destroy. So if you're leaving your vegetables to be rotting in the fields because you own too much acreage and you don't have enough people, or you have to top down employ them in order to extract rents from them like sharecroppers,
right,
then perhaps John Locke would not be on your side to do that.
All right, so I've heard some of this before, and you know, some of our listeners and hosts have, but there's probably a whole bunch of listeners who have never heard any of this before. If you could, like, you know, sort of send home one message from these two quotes to the listeners, what would it be?
It would be that what we commonly, colloquially use as the invisible hand, and it's something that was mentioned only once or twice by Adam Smith and not in the context that we normally think it was. And the same thing with homesteading. People are quick to use the idea of homesteading today, but they devoid it of Locke's actual viewpoints. And when you look at these original thinkers, they themselves put limits on, you know, the free market laissez-faire completely, and basically said that there should be limits on how much private property would be good for society if anyone, any one person would have.
I see.
Yes.
All right, and then I have a question for you, Intercoin Greg. What would Locke say about lying to kids about Santa Claus?
I would say Santa Claus is the biggest socialist of all. I don't know what's going on with that.
Thanks for everybody.
Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate you. Greg from Intercoin, everybody. Santa Claus is socialist. I mean, he is wearing bright red, I guess, so and that might be a giveaway. I'm not sure. I'm told that the socialists like the red.
He takes everyone's cookies. Well, I guess they're given to him.
Well, and but he leaves presents.
So I guess that's kind of like an exchange, right?
Is it?
But everyone gets different presents. If they all got the same present.
Right. And what if you're the poor bastard, or kid, or I guess kid. What if you leave the cookies out, but you've been bad and you get coal? That's not, I mean.
Got screwed.
Yeah, that's not cool. 603-283-6160. Is Socialist Santa coming to your town? Is he coming down your chimney? Is he making a list? Is he checking it twice? Breaking in the window. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Whiskery in here. It's getting whiskery.
You have cat to be kitten me right now.
I got nothing. I can't even scratch the litter box on that one. 603-283-6160. It is the final segment of this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
And before we go any further, I want to say thank you to Michael Iamayo. Michael Iamayo. He is a platinum amplifier. What does that mean? Well, if you head over to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, you will find a page that outlines our amplifier section. And what this means is you donate X amount of dollars. We only ask for $5. You can donate 10, 25, or more. There's several levels. And you get some little perks for doing that. But what you're doing is you're helping us spread the ideas of liberty, peace, and prosperity by getting this radio show onto more stations. We're on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250, 300 radio stations. Plus the internet, plus satellite stations, plus, you know, helping us promote all of this work in any of those ways by becoming an AMPS member over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Michael. You are appreciated. So, we were talking about
Abusenix?
Refusenix.
Oh, with the Abusenix.
Over here in the UK. They're apparently considering doing some things. What were these things they're considering? Well, measures that could be used to reach more moderate people who remain unvaccinated, he said, include assigning vaccine appointments to people rather than asking them to book their own.
What?
We won't ask you. We'll tell you.
Ridiculous.
You can call you and be like, Bob, your vaccine appointment is at 2 p.m. on Thursday. Like, what if I got a worker?
We volunteered you to show up.
Yeah. That's called voluntelling. It's not volunteering, it's voluntelling.
You sound like an abusenik.
We're voluntarily telling you to be here at this time or else.
Voluntarily?
You have a choice.
Wink, wink.
Lose your job or get the jab.
Assigning vaccine appointments to people rather than asking them to book their own. Or setting up pop-up clinics in places like supermarkets or shopping centers. Sorry, it's a
toy stores.
British paper.
Yeah, toy stores.
Set up in a toy store. Santa will be there.
Another measure would be introducing a vaccine mandate, which he said will disgruntle a few people, but can be effective, quote unquote.
Oh, my God.
We have ways of making you.
For those with more extreme views, he said, those methods may not be effective.
Uh-oh.
He added, in the ideal world, time and money permitting, you can engage even those people in a very slow, long-term process where you affirm their right to have those beliefs rather than telling them something about themselves they don't want to hear. Let's put it that way. So you tell them something positive and then engage in what is effectively the same as a de-radicalization process for former terrorists or cult members.
So they're just, I can't believe they're just saying all this. You know, like, aren't these supposed to be, like, secrets or something?
Because we're really talking...
Waterboarding.
When we get down to that small number of committed refusers, we're talking about the psychology of cults and extremism, and it's a very similar psychology. This guy, first of all, I'm just going to pause there. There's more to this story. This guy, first of all, needs to take a look at the psychology of statists. Yes. Yes, or perhaps.
The extremists.
Because they are the real extremists.
That sounds pretty extreme to me.
Yeah. Mr. Lewandowski said online, misinformation is a contributing factor, adding that while some steps had been taken to remove false claims, sites like Facebook and YouTube are not doing enough. And in fact, Facebook recently admitted that all of their fact-checking was opinion. So, yeah. One of the reasons these hardcore refuseniks exist is because they can live in their own ecosystem of misinformation, he said. Among those who continue to refuse the COVID vaccine is a 44-year-old Paul Barrett from Newcastle who believes they are dangerous. Mr. Barrett said he has researched the topic by watching videos and reading articles online. Oh, my gosh.
No, you should only listen to the regular news media.
What? He went online.
His own research?
And read an article or several and watched videos?
Refusenik. What, he looked at the research?
Refusenik. Refusenik. Wow. Refusenik. Send him to the camp.
And he believes the public is being lied to. Nothing could make me decide to have this jab. It's dangerous, he told PA. I've had COVID, and it's true. I was very ill and could barely breathe for over a week, but I survived through my immune system. I'm willing to continue to trust my immune system rather than a jab with so many cases of bad and even life-ending side effects. I believe we're being lied to.
Refusenik, 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 send him away.
Online COVID misinformation is a very serious public health issue, according to one expert.
Whoa.
I'm Ren Ahmed, chief executive of the Center for Countering Digital Hate.
What?
Told PA, people have died and more still are at greater risk of suffering from COVID because they got their medical information from Facebook and other social media sites.
Yes, quit Facebook.
It sounds like these guys are just jealous. That, like, you know, like somebody else can make a video or write an article, and people read it. These guys say words and, you know, are full of crap, and nobody pays any attention to them. Sounds to me like they're jealous.
Yeah, they're jealous. Yeah. They are upset.
How come we didn't think of that?
These platforms are chronically polluted because anti-vaxxers have been allowed to dump toxic misinformation into people's feeds on a daily basis for years with impunity.
They're like dumping fluoride in the water.
Right.
Just dumping toxic tweets.
Or keeping kids in prison camps.
Right.
Or, you know.
Right. Spraying aluminum out of airplanes. Whatever.
Most people who haven't been jabbed aren't what you might refer to as committed anti-vaxxers. They're merely vaccine hesitant because they've been deliberately and cynically targeted with a steady campaign of half-truths, baseless conspiracy theories, and outright lies.
They just need a push into that meat grinder.
Yeah, like, how about you don't get to decide what gets put into my body, pal? Huh? How about that?
Oh, Refusenik, Refusenik, Refusenik. Send him away.
How about it doesn't matter what my reasons are for refusing to be needle raped? It's none of your business.
Right.
None of your business. Maybe I just don't like you.
You know?
I don't like your tone of voice.
I was going to get it, but then you told me to, so now I'm not going to.
Refusenik. Refusenik.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Yeah. I don't know what you just said, but yes. Well, sounds good.
I don't know what I said.
Abuseniks. The abuseniks versus the refuseniks.
That's what these guys are, really. They are the abuseniks. So just imagine, like, not being for free speech and difference of opinion.
That's a red flag. Let me just tell you, people, that is a red flag.
Red flag right there. So here's people raving or ranting about how social media is full of misinformation. It's like, well, counter that with, you know, correct information, believable information. Right. Prove it with facts and evidence. Don't just get up there and say and expect people to believe you because you're some sort of authority figure. Back up your arguments with facts and evidence. Can you do that?
And that's the thing, too, because all of the people that are spreading misinformation actually have legitimate studies and research to back up their thoughts and opinions. But the actual truth, the science, so to speak, they don't have any real statistics. They don't have any real studies or anything to back up their claims. Just, well, you know, the professor at Mayo Clinic and Anthony Fauci said so, and they're doctors, so. Yeah, okay, well, are you going to give me some stats or some the actual data?
They were talking about that at the trip they went on to in Cancun, brought to you by Pfizer. Wasn't that where they picked up all that information?
Yes,
right?
Pfizer.
Yeah. Well, you know, for propaganda to work, there has to be an element of truth in it.
Okay.
I mean, this just that just doesn't sound realistic. Like, there's no, it doesn't sound like there's any truth in that at all. I don't know. It's blatantly false.
It sounds like authoritarians crying because the propaganda didn't work.
Right. Yeah. So now more propaganda.
You didn't listen to our propaganda. We're going to put you in a camp.
All 3 million of you.
Mom!
It's not fair.
Little Billy wouldn't listen to me, so I put him in a camp.
What are you teaching your children?
De-radicalizing them.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to call between those hours. This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Captain. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, listeners. Peace.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.